Lisa Kavanagh, we're here in the gorgeous meeting place in Tramore. Your beautiful book is in my hand. Life's Branches presents local men and women of the 20th century. And there's a beautiful photograph on the back of yourself and the wonderful late Betty Cudahy. Tell me how much planning and work went into this, Lisa, because there's massive crowds here today.
Yeah, there was a lot of work went into it, maybe a year by the time we got around to doing it. Very pleased with the outcome and everybody's contribution. It was very hard at times because, you know, work-life balance. But we got there. I'm delighted. I'm so happy. And the turnout was just amazing today. I'm overwhelmed.
And the book itself, I just had a sneak peek at it there. What I love about it is snapshots of personalities and people and lives throughout Tramore. And they're done in a bite-sized way. So you've got a little bio and a little story about who that person was and their contribution to society within Tramore and beyond. There's a beautiful photograph. But if you're having a cup of coffee, you can read about one person, put it down. You can pick it up later and read about another person. It's a lovely way to do a book.
It's a very nostalgic read because there is people, I suppose, that were in Tramore for many years with businesses. Their stories, everybody's story is different. Funny quotes and sayings that people would have said along the way. It's just a really, really nice read.
You'd spoken beautifully inside in front of a huge, to be fair, it's a massive amount of people that have turned out to buy the book, which is lovely to see because it's a significant investment to get a book published, all the work that gets involved. You have a bit of a plan, Lisa, for proceeds from the book. What are you going to do?
It was difficult for me to kind of do it all in one chunk, I suppose, because I self-published. So, yeah, absolutely. My hope is to get a plaque in honour of Betty, should I say. So, get something really nice with it because she would love it, and just to honour her contribution because the two of us, it's a joint exhibition.
And you were, for anyone who had seen you speaking in Tramore, organising exhibitions, you were a two-woman powerhouse, the two of you, gathering historical nuggets. People were nearly afraid to stand still in case they let something go about a family member, and you were on it straight away. Yeah. You were a powerhouse together. She's a devastating loss to the community.
Absolutely, she is. But I truly, truly believe her spirit is here, and she's living through the book because, you know, she was very poignant in her work when she was collecting the stories, and she was great. You know, she's a great, great person to have to work with, you know, and definitely not gone very far. Her spirit is absolutely with us. And sure, the amount of people that were here today was just, that's testimony to Betty and myself. I mean, it was a labour of love, and the labour of love worked out in the end. We got this beautiful book, and I'm so honoured and happy to have this event today.
What I found very special was 10 years ago today on International Women's Day, Betty received an award in the Coast Guard Cultural Centre with Kay Nugent for being basically an extraordinary woman within society. Had you planned that, Lisa, 10 years on, or was it a happy coincidence?
That was a happy coincidence. And I think Betty she was very private in her own way, but and couldn't take a compliment off anybody. Very humble. So she was like, I can't believe this is happening. Why would somebody say I'm brilliant or whatever? But she was, and she deserved it. And it was a huge shock. It was a huge shock for her, but well deserved.
Lisa, there's queues of people up there still looking for your signature on the books. How many books are left, if any? And if somebody's listening to this and they think, I'd love to get my hands on a copy, where can they get it?
Yeah, there's about 12 books left. I think I looked in the box. Message me through Facebook and we can organise something. I'm hoping to have it in Cahill's as well. I have to talk to Michael first. Anybody who needs a copy can get a copy. That's not a problem.
Lisa Kavanagh, it's an honour as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.